I think one last question and then
we close for the
evening. So, can I ask something?
Somebody yesterday spoke about that talent is not as important as temperament. So I just wanted to hear more about it, like temperament in what ways can be cultivated, and then not that focus goes on a talent that one has.
So when you said that, I said talent is not as important as temperament. What does that actually mean? It's for specific activities, talent may be very important. Say if some specific activities may be like something like singing or playing a specific instrument, talents are required for that. And in general in life, the temperament is what sustains a person in doing an activity. Even if somebody is talented in something, still there are difficulties. Somebody may be a very good, say, good singer. But even then, there are going to be problems. Somebody may be a great singer, but even for them, the sound system will collapse. Sometimes the power will go off. Sometimes they will get a sore throat. Sometimes they will not reach for their engagement on time. All these routine problems of life will come to everyone. And if they get too agitated by that, then all the sound system didn't work and they go into a bad mood because of it. And that will affect their singing. So, talent is vital when the performance is there. But our life is not just a performance of talent. Our life is about our overall consciousness. So, a few years ago there was this American comedian, Academy Award winner, Robin Williams. He committed suicide. Now, many celebrities have committed suicide. But this particular celebrity was a comedian. He was a very good comedian. So him committing the suicide was alarming, because normally we think of comedians as people who, they make others laugh, they make others happy, so obviously they must be happy. But he was apparently so unhappy that he committed suicide. So I wrote an article about it titled "After the Laughter." Yes, on the screen we see the laughter, they're laughing, they're making others laugh, but what about after that? So talent, just like some people may have talent to sing. So some people have the talent of humor. They can just tell stories in an entertaining way, they can make jokes, they can create jokes. And that talent is good for their performance. But their overall life is going to be determined by their temperament. When life sends difficulties, how do they deal with those difficulties? So, in that sense, success in a particular field may be achieved by talent. But success in life, having a satisfied life, having a meaningful life, that will depend much more on temperament. And even in particular fields also, if the temperament is not steady, then one may be like a flash in the pan. One may be successful for some time, but then after that, a person may just lose out. In Indian cricket history, the example is given that Sachin Tendulkar is one of the best batsman India has produced. So he and there's another batsman, Vinod Kambli. So both of them were very talented. In fact, Kambli was more talented than Tendulkar. But Kambli was very temperamental. And he came on the screen, came on the international circuit for some time, he just blew up after that. So, in every field, we will see that there are people who are talented, but they don't make it. Why? Because they don't have the temperament. So, in our spiritual life, or by our spiritual life, even if we are deficient in talent, our temperament gets improved. Because broadly speaking, temperament is associated with the mode of goodness. Even if somebody is doing a passionate activity like playing cricket, and even if it's like limited overs, T20 kind of cricket. Still, even then, there also people have to maintain a cool head and they are playing. And that cool headedness is basically a characteristic of the mode of goodness. So, the more we practice bhakti, ultimately we will attain Krishna. But intermediately, we come and become situated in the mode of goodness. And through that mode of goodness, we can deal with life's issues much more calmly. So, even when we have talents, to translate the talent into achievement, we need temperament. And even if, apart from the talent, the rest of our life, what about it? That will be determined by our temperament. So, in the material conception of life, the deficiency of talents can seem very crippling. But in the spiritual understanding, okay, the talents may not be improvable dramatically, but the temperament can be improved significantly, and thus we can have a better life. Okay. So, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. We'd like to thank Prabhuji for coming.